Answers Magazine, Volume 12.1, page 52, Bible and Culture. Is it moral to experiment on animals? By Tom Hennigan. The torture of caged dogs by repeated, painful electric shocks typifies cruel and unethical experimentation involving animals in the mid-1970s. Although these experiments uncovered useful information that could help people who would suffer extreme abuse, scientists could have obtained the data by other means, such as interviewing abused people. Is it ever right to experiment on animals? As an organism ecologist, called to represent God in the care of His creation, I continually wrestle with this question. Although Scripture does not address the issue directly, it does give principles that help us understand God's viewpoint. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 28, God created humankind in His image and gave us dominion over the animals. He expects us to represent Him well as we rule and steward His creation. One of the great metaphors Jesus uses for rulership is the shepherd king principle in John 10. The shepherd king serves both God and his subjects and promotes their welfare with no tolerance for cruelty, abuse, or torture. Tragically, Adam's sin complicated our dominion. Now we live in a cursed world, suffering the effects of disease and death. In this setting, God has permitted us to use the animals for human benefit, including clothing and food. See Genesis chapter 9, verses 2 to 3, as well as sacrifices before Jesus' death and resurrection to express devotion and maintain fellowship with Him. Using animals for research benefits people, too. These animals help researchers advance scientific understanding toward better treatment of diseases in both humans and animals. Dogs suffer from cancer, rabbits experience hardening of the arteries, and cats contract eye diseases similar to humans. If you or a loved one or even a pet has benefited from a dramatic medical cure of a serious illness, it probably stemmed from insights learned through experiments involving research animals. God Himself established the principle that animals serve humans' greater needs when He killed the first animal to cover Adam and Eve's sin. But He does not give us the right to ignore the welfare of creatures under our care. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 26, Jesus said that an animal is not as valuable as a human being, but He also said that God cares for even the birds. And Solomon exhorts, "A righteous man regards the life of his animal," Proverbs chapter 12, verse 10. In sum, animal research that focuses on human benefits seems consistent with God's will, as long as it does not arbitrarily or unnecessarily harm the creatures God has put under our dominion. Tom Hennigan is Associate Professor of Biology at Truett-McConnell University, where he teaches organism biology and ecology. He is co-author of the newest edition of the Wonders of Creation series, The Ecology Book.